You're listening to the Espresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market updates. Indian equity markets may take a breather after Monday's rout, as SGX Nifty hinted at a flat to positive start for domestic benchmark indices. The Nifty futures were trading higher around 17,429.50 level on the Singaporean exchange ahead of the session. US markets ended lower, with the Dow Jones Industrial falling 0.57%, the S&P 500 declining 0.67%, and the Nasdaq Composite Index dropping 1.02%. Asian markets were mostly higher in early morning trade. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India is planning to set up a fraud registry to create a comprehensive database of fraudulent websites, phone numbers, and other details to prevent unscrupulous elements from duping people through virtual transactions. While briefing reporters in Delhi, RBI Executive Director Anil Kumar Sharma said that these websites or phone numbers will be blacklisted, which will help minimize incidences of frauds. Key stakeholders in the payment system will get access to this registry for near real-time information on frauds. The aggregated data will be published to enhance customer awareness. Customers of the core investment company will also come under the Reserve Bank Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2021 from September 1st. In some more industry news, Reliance Industries plans to invest ₹75,000 crore in its oil-to-chemical business over the next 5 years to expand capacities in polyester and vinyl verticals, and also set up the country's first carbon fiber plant at Hazira. RIL Chairman Mukesh Ambani told shareholders at the company's annual general meeting that carbon fiber that is used in mobility and renewable energy, because of its lightweight properties, promises to be a multi-decade growth engine for the O2C segment. Ambani said RIL's share of domestic gas production would go up to 30% by the end of the year, from 20% currently, with the commissioning of the MJ field in the KGD6 basin. Apart from meeting India's growing demand, the higher production will help the country save $9 billion a year. Meanwhile, the benchmark indices shed nearly 1.5% on Monday, mirroring global cues as the hawkish commentary from the US Federal Reserve and other central bankers spooked investors. Global stocks fell, treasury yields climbed, and global currencies lost ground against the dollar on Monday as the import of Friday's speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell sank in. Japan's Nikkei 2025, South Korea's Kospi, and Taiwan weighted indices ended up to 2% lower. European Central Bank board member Isabel Schnabel joined the chorus of hawkish central bankers over the weekend, emphasizing the need to combat inflation, even at the risk of tipping economies into recession. In another major update, the National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India has invited bids for selling surplus channa in the open market from the government's pulses buffer stock. According to sources, close to 0.5 million ton of channa procured in the 2020-21 and 2021-22 seasons from the farmers will be sold to bulk buyers through an online bidding process. The farmer cooperative will be selling channa at the prevailing market prices to bulk buyers in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Karnataka. Currently, NAFED has more than 3 million tons of chenna under the buffer stock, of which around 0.5 million tons are from the 2020-21 seasons. Moving on, inter-ministerial consultations are underway on the likely closure of the ailing National Textile Corporation, which has 23 mills with obsolete technology and has remained non-operational. However, according to sources, its land may be monetized. Due to the unavailability of working capital and other financial constraints, operations in all NTC mill units are presently under suspension. To protect the interest and welfare of employees, they are being paid wages and statutory dues as per mutual agreement between the management and representing workers of the mill. NTC has 7,825 employees working on the rolls at its mills. In FY20, the latest year for which financials are available, the company reported a net loss of ₹350 crore, an increase of 13% on year. You were listening to the Espresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.